Hello.
Well, I hope you had a good Christmas.
Hope you've had a fine day.
I did. I had my little family and enjoyed it very much.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Just read a wonderful letter here from the defeated governor of Alaska and paid you very high compliments, Governor Egan. And he says one of our big problems is nobody defends us. He said our congressmen, our senators, the rest of them, when we hear from them, generally they're complaining. They're not bragging. I just finished that letter. I've got a note here from John Macy. Wanted to set up some kind of a study group for some ex-congressman. He's a preacher that defeated out in Colorado, and he's going to study at $100 a day, feasibility outline of a binational plan about emerging nations out in some Central American country, and study it out in Colorado, and probably stay out there, and I would gather probably going to run again. I don't want to start hiring these lame ducks unless they're cleared pretty carefully and pretty well.
Right, well, I like
because I've looked over this fellow's background pretty thoroughly, and he came from New York City out there. He's a Methodist minister that was in New York City, and he drifted out there, and he has proposed a position, and Gowd is very hot for it. And he concludes, he said, I feel very strongly. I told John Macy just not to do it, period. But John, like a lot of people, he just kind of gives in, and he says, I feel very strongly this proposal is worth pursuing, and Mac Vicker is the man to pursue it. I've discussed it with Secretary Rusk, who agrees with me. As the possibilities of the proposal and on the desirability of involving Mac Vicker in it. And John, his Gowd's letter to Macy of the 16th. Then Macy says, I've told Gowd I would have no objection to this proposal, but I thought you would wish to make the decision because of his prior service in Congress. I would like to hold it. I've got a study being made of these 46 men, and I think we could be criticized a good deal with aid and everything else if we took a bunch of super-duper hotshots and put them on to $100 a day right the year when they're trying to kill aid. And I tell Gowd that we just, he got to get along if he can at the moment without any ex-politicians in that agency.
We can hold this till you get back. This particular man came up with this idea while he was a congressman, and in effect it became Section 9 of the aid bill. It was called the McVicker Plan. The basic idea is that we get private agencies working in different states with foreign countries, and he has in mind developing Colorado in relationship with the Central American countries. And I think it's worth a special look at this, but there's no need to rush it. We can take a look at it when you get back.
I would, and I wouldn't think a defeated man could do much on a state level anyway with a Republican chairman of the governor's conference. I'd think that we get the aid program in politics, we go to messing with many defeated Democrats. If you're going to get somebody, I'd hire, if he wants a consultant, I'd find a good Republican. But I'm scared of these consultants, $100 a day anyway. It looks like too much like Boss Murphy taking care of the defeated folks, and I think you'll have some columns on it anyway, because every cabinet officer, Orville, already had about five of them hired, and I had to stop him. And I'm afraid that it'll look like we're just taking care of a bunch of ex-politicians.
Well, we'll take a good
let's look. Just put a stop order on any ex-congressman without having to come from me. You just tell them over at the department that you don't want them messing with any ex-congressman unless you give them recommendations along that line.
All right, fine.
You know, what do you think about Marigold?
Well, I was disturbed that we learned that they've been talking.
Yes, I think you'd probably be hearing that from the pulpit any day now.
Well, I think we, first place, we ought to go back to this fellow and say that you ought to tell us when you tell people, because you said you want to keep everything secret. And then secondly, I think we've got to go to this other fellow and give him the straight story.
Mm-hmm.
Because I suspect he's gotten a very one-sided story on it.
All right, who's going to do that?
Well, we'll have our man in Rome do that, I think, tomorrow. We've got a message.
Ryan Arch, you mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
What else do you know? Well, how's the truce worked out?
As of midday, there were about 60 violations, most of them minor. There's one fairly serious one. I think the most tragic thing was that cargo plane that crashed in that village, killing over 100 people. That's the kind of thing you tough to live with.
Do you have any idea of whether that could have been ground fire or anything?
No, that was apparently a clear weather problem. It came in coming in a heavy rain. Mm-hmm. It was an operational problem.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't seem to be ground fire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you haven't decided yet what day you're coming up?
No, I've been. Do you see any reason for my coming? You need
no,
to talk to me.
So at this point, I think that if anything gets hot on this marigold thing, I could run down and see you. And I think it'll be 2 or 3 days before we get the slightest reaction from the other side.
I've never thought it's anything but propaganda, but maybe we're wrong. I gather you're more hopeful.
Only marginally, because I don't think the intermediary is very good on this.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's playing a separate hand there, and he's been. I don't like the way he's handled it very much.
I kind of thought that our friend that came over for a visit, I don't want to lose him overboard and act like he did. This last message, he said, I told the fellow that I had had doubts about Washington or something like that. I didn't like that sentence. Did you observe that?
I didn't notice.
Give me the marigold thing, sir, right quick. I'll show you what I had reference to. It was some little sentence that followed up on his disapproval the other day. You saw his his rather heated feeling about it, almost like Fulbright, and I was a little bit disappointed that. We better watch his handling things like that if he's going to get emotional about them. Or
I tried to give him some background and some sense on this while he was here. Everybody wants to make a Nobel Peace Prize these days.
Well, did in your...
He responded all right here, but and when I read the message, I didn't pick up. I think there was the point that you had in mind.
He said, in effect, I'm trying to find the message, but he said, in effect,
I said, well,
It said, in effect, that he said to this fella that he rather shared his views about Washington bungling. Bungling wasn't the word, but that was the thought.
Uh-huh. Well, let me take it over.
On bombing. And that he repeated, bring me those. Let me see if that's...
Incidentally, he has more faith in the fellow he's dealing with than I do.
Well,
I've been with him for 6 years.
I think everybody's got more in him than I have. Well, I can't find it, but I'll look at it and I'll talk to you about it. Wait a minute. Here it is, maybe.
Is this it?
I said there are two sides of the picture, and in Washington there are those who have real questions about drastic actions around Saigon during the critical phase of discussions in the first half of December.
Right. Now this was pointing to
Yeah, to our request
that
they...
on the SEO and things like that. We tell them to keep those in front of them now.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, I misinterpreted. I thought he was saying that in Washington there were those who agreed with him that there was real concern about the bombings, but I didn't get the side comment. I thought it was with another thing.
I'll this next week I'll try to go ahead with seeing senators and congressmen. I've seen about 8 or 10 already, and I'll keep that up this next week, trying to cover as many as I can.
Thank you, Dean.
All right.